Okay, so Pilot Protocol just launched from Stealth and hit 16,000 agents in 24 hours. That's actually a real number, not a press release number.
Yeah.
4.5 million seed, and the whole thing is an overlay network for agents to talk to each other. Virtual addresses, port multiplexing, trust verification. Basically, they built DNS and TCP for the agent economy.
That's actually the right framing. Agents can't discover each other or route to each other without a layer. We've been talking about this for months. The field keeps building grand multi-agent orchestration frameworks, then realizes nobody's solved the boring part where Agent A finds Agent B.
Right. And the fact that it's peer-to-peer, not broker-based, agents route through other agents. That's the move. No single point of failure. No vendor lock-in to Anthropic's or OpenAI's routing layer.
Mm-hmm.
So the user story is obvious. You're running 10 agents that need to coordinate on a task. They need to find each other, call each other, verify they got the right answer back. Right now you're hand-rolling that, or hacking it onto an existing framework. Pilot says, here's the layer.
The adoption friction is actually low, which is the part that gets me excited. You don't have to refactor your agents to use it. They just register with the network, get an address, and start listening. The protocol handles discovery and routing.
Okay, but here's what I want to know. Does the verification story actually hold? Like, how does an agent prove it's who it claims to be?
That's the load-bearing question. The protocol spec says signed attestations. Agent A sends a request, Agent B signs the response with its key, Agent C can verify the signature came from the real Agent B, not a proxy or a compromised node.
Right.
But that means every message on the network is crypto-verified. At 16,000 agents, that's already... I want to see the latency numbers. And at 100,000 agents, if routing is peer-to-peer, you're relying on honest peers to not drop or tamper with packets. That's a real assumption.
Okay. So you're saying the verification layer might become a bottleneck?
I'm saying it's the load-bearing surface and nobody's published the stress test. 16,000 agents in 24 hours is hype. 16,000 agents running stable for a month is evidence.
You're right, though. The pattern we've been tracking for months is exactly this. Field launches grand architecture, then the useful product turns out to be boring infrastructure. MCP solved tool discovery. Eve solved durable agent state. Pilot is solving agent-to-agent routing.
And that is the right thing to solve. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying the execution, whether the trust layer and routing hold under real load. That's the bet.
So the next thing is, does it actually ship into production systems? Like, are teams building real multi-agent workflows going to adopt this, or is it going to stay in the labs?
Honestly, the traction number is a signal. 16,000 agents in a day means developers see the gap. The question is whether those 16,000 are real agents in real systems or proof-of-concept experiments.
Yeah.
And whether the peer-to-peer routing model actually wins against a simpler broker-based alternative. Like, Anthropic or OpenAI could launch a centralized agent discovery service tomorrow and undercut this on simplicity.
But they'd also own the routing layer, which defeats the whole point. Teams want this to stay open because they want to own the boundary.
That's the bet, yeah. If that's true, then Pilot wins. If teams are fine with vendor routing, then centralized is simpler and cheaper.
I put 70-30, that Pilot's adoption curve stays steep through Q3. The problem is real. The solution is open, and the traction is already there. By October, we should know if it's actually surviving in production.
That's fair. I'd be more like 60-40. But yeah, watch the adoption numbers and the first incident report. That's when you learn if the routing actually works.
All right. So the move is, if you're shipping multi-agent systems, you should kick the tires on this. The infrastructure gap is real, and they're not charging for it yet.
Yeah. Get the agents registered, run it in staging, see if the latency story holds. That's the only way to know.
This is the boring infrastructure that actually matters. The kind of thing that ships invisible and then suddenly every multi-agent system relies on it.